Тренировочное задание номер 8.
Вы услышите рассказ о первом годе работы молодого учителя. В заданиях A8, A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. First year teacher. In the last semester of college, I married. I was poor and had no car. So I rode a bicycle and carried my wife on the handlebars. By the end of college, it was clear we were going to have a baby. So I needed to find a job soon and postpone my graduate program at the university for better times. I took a job in another state, in a town I'd never seen or heard of, because it paid more than any other teaching position I could find. It turned out to be a tiny village of 1,300 that once was a lumber town with the largest sawmill in the world. Now there was not a tree in sight. The low wetlands had been drained and the region produced soybeans and cotton. The school where I would teach had only 16 teachers for grades 1 through 12. That meant we had to teach many courses. My college degree was in history, but they already had a history teacher, so I taught geography, general math, algebra 1, algebra 2, trigonometry and physics. That was a challenge. Thank Lord I'd been keen on math since junior high school, and later had a chance of getting more training in this area while temporarily studying electrical engineering at the US Naval Academy. Teachers were also expected to sponsor student activities, and I was asked to sponsor the junior class. That class earned money by staging a school play, and it also organized and decorated the gymnasium for a junior-senior prom. I had no experience with drama, but that didn't seem to matter. My colleague, a new biology teacher, was asked to coach the junior basketball team, though he had never played basketball. I had. And after watching his misery during the first practice, I volunteered to take his job too, without pay as well. Sometimes, riding on the back roads with the team on a cold and crowded school bus, I wondered if I'd lost my mind. Basketball was this tiny school's only sport, so the boys played 12 months a year and produced one of the finest teams in the state. For some reason, these rustic country athletes decided to take my course in trigonometry. It was a delight. I sent them out in teams to see who could be the first to measure the height of a tree or building, with only a protractor and measuring tape. They loved competition, and in the process, they learned trigonometry. On the day my first child was born, I passed cigars around this class to smoke in celebration. Unexpectedly, the school principal came to the door to see what was going on. Thinking quickly, I offered him a cigar and saved my job. The play the juniors put on that year under my direction was a surprise success. The class selected a mystery that was intended to be scary, but their acting was so poor it became a comedy. The audience left the building with tears in their eyes from so much laughing. The young woman who had helped me with the play went home with a nervous breakdown. In 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, the first spaceship to orbit the Earth. The U.S. Congress responded to Sputnik by financing the National Defense Education Act, intended to produce a corps of specialists who would help respond to what was thought to be a Soviet threat. Three of the first-year teachers in this tiny school received three-year grants for university graduate programs. I was one, and I've been grateful to the Soviet Union ever since for my graduate education. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. First year teacher. In the last semester of college, I married. I was poor and had no car. So I rode a bicycle and carried my wife on the handlebars. By the end of college, it was clear we were going to have a baby. So I needed to find a job soon and postpone my graduate program at the university for better times. I took a job in another state, in a town I'd never seen or heard of, because it paid more than any other teaching position I could find. It turned out to be a tiny village of 1,300 that once was a lumber town with the largest sawmill in the world. Now there was not a tree in sight. The low wetlands had been drained and the region produced soybeans and cotton. The school where I would teach had only 16 teachers for grades 1 through 12. That meant we had to teach many courses. My college degree was in history, but they already had a history teacher, so I taught geography, general math, algebra 1, algebra 2, trigonometry and physics. That was a challenge. Thank Lord I'd been keen on math since junior high school, and later had a chance of getting more training in this area while temporarily studying electrical engineering at the U.S. Naval Academy. Teachers were also expected to sponsor student activities, and I was asked to sponsor the junior class. That class earned money by staging a school play, and it also organized and decorated the gymnasium for a junior-senior prom. I had no experience with drama, but that didn't seem to matter. My colleague, a new biology teacher, was asked to coach the junior basketball team, though he had never played basketball. I had. And after watching his misery during the first practice, I volunteered to take his job too, without pay as well. Sometimes, riding on the back roads with the team on a cold and crowded school bus, I wondered if I'd lost my mind. Basketball was this tiny school's only sport, so the boys played 12 months a year and produced one of the finest teams in the state. For some reason, these rustic country athletes decided to take my course in trigonometry. It was a delight. I sent them out in teams to see who could be the first to measure the height of a tree or building with only a protractor and measuring tape. They loved competition, and in the process, they learned trigonometry. On the day my first child was born, I passed cigars around this class to smoke in celebration. Unexpectedly, the school principal came to the door to see what was going on. Thinking quickly, I offered him a cigar and saved my job. The play the juniors put on that year under my direction was a surprise success. The class selected a mystery that was intended to be scary, but their acting was so poor it became a comedy. The audience left the building with tears in their eyes from so much laughing. The young woman who had helped me with the play went home with a nervous breakdown. In 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, the first spaceship to orbit the Earth. The U.S. Congress responded to Sputnik by financing the National Defense Education Act, intended to produce a corps of specialists who would help respond to what was thought to be a Soviet threat. Three of the first-year teachers in this tiny school received three-year grants for university graduate programs. I was one, and I've been grateful to the Soviet Union ever since for my graduate education. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.